But first this hour, Governor Doug Ducey is in the UK this week looking to position the state to compete for jobs internationally. Last year, Arizona exported more than $850 million in goods to the UK. Total trade was close to $1.5 billion. With me for a few minutes to talk about the trade and business relationship between Arizona and the United Kingdom is Arnold Maltz. He's an associate professor of supply chain management in the W.P. Carey School of Business at ASU. Arnold, good morning. Thanks for being here.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm well. So what right now is sort of the state of the business and trade relationship between Arizona and the UK?
Well, I think it's fair to say that it's a little bit in flux because we don't know what's going to happen with Brexit and how Brexit may change the way UK businesses look at things. In particular, a lot of what's moving now is in the aerospace side, which, of course, includes not only Honeywell, but Boeing and Raytheon. And that has a big defense component, and that may change as well once the UK sorts out its situation. And interestingly enough, as you look at how things are going to work, Honeywell has been working somewhat with Bombardier, and of course Airbus is now taking Bombardier's commercial line and bringing it probably to Alabama. So that again indicates that maybe we have some options to increase things. And then the final piece I would suggest you think about, maybe we all need to think about, is the financial services side. Because with the changes in Brexit, nobody really knows what's going to happen with that huge financial service operation in London. But, of course, we've got some big financial services folks here, including USAA, State Farm, and, of course, American Express. So all of those things suggest that it's going to be an interesting time.
So I guess given what you said about Brexit, how then do you think that the governor and other economic development and business folks who are over there, does that change how they pitch Arizona, not really knowing necessarily how the folks in the UK are going to be handling things going forward?
Well, I think they would, I don't know what the governor's thinking, but I would think of it as an opportunity because I think with change, there are real chances. I mean, for example, historically, especially in the EU, London has been looking, if they're going to look for low-cost labor, they'll look at Eastern Europe. Well, with us sitting here next to Mexico, there may be real options for some of that stuff to move here. And that would be very exciting if it were to happen.
Are there areas where you think that, other than those that you mentioned already, where you think that maybe the relative economic strengths line up or areas where we're not really focused on our relationship with the UK that have potential?
That's an interesting question. I would think maybe some of the retail. Now, you may recall that Tesco put in Fresh and Easy here a while ago, and it did not go well. But I think certainly there are retail operations. We have a little bit of a company called Reckitt and Benckiser here already that has some distribution and basically UK-based, some of those kinds of things. And the other thing to look at is whether we can find a replacement for the Henkel situation. Now that Henkel has moved some of that stuff back to Connecticut, whether there might be some interest from one of the big UK firms in that whole setup.
From a UK perspective, are firms there looking at Phoenix and looking at Arizona as places necessarily just to be, or are they looking at it maybe as a place to start where they get access, as you said, to Mexico, to Southern California, to maybe to the rest of the Southwest?
Well, I would think, and again, I don't know what the Chamber of Commerce and the other prospects, the GPEC, are doing on prospects, but I would think they would look at this as a real option. Remember that we're still a whole lot cheaper to deal with in California, but we are pretty close to being able to serve that market. So I think there are real possibilities. The other thing that I will point out is that the UK, through Rolls-Royce, is already doing business with us here. And so I think that building on those supply bases may be a real possibility.
All right, that's Arnold Maltz. He's an associate professor of supply chain management in the W.P. Carey School of Business at ASU. Arnold, thanks a lot for your time.
Thank you.